The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Ooh, I'm ready. Today, the 26th of June, next weekend, is nothing big.
Yeah, it is. It's the beginning of the month. Next weekend.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
That's true.
And July 4th,
but it's not
is,
the 4th of July.
I know. It's right around the corner, though.
No, I know, but hey. Today, the 26th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's got the weather, and Ann Marie's on the phone.
All right, let's go to the weather real fast. Slight chance of showers, then actually slight chance of thunderstorms. With today around 92, looks like we may have 5 to 8 miles per hour of wind, about 20% precipitation. Decreasing clouds tonight, overnight lows of 64, and tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 93, overnight lows of 65. Wednesday hot, 98, Thursday 105, and Friday, this Friday, 108, Saturday 110, Sunday, 111. You wondered when it was going to hit.
Wait.
Yeah. That's it. That's weather it. Is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, okay. Located in Anderson, a veteran-owned company, where they will give you a break if you're a senior or veteran. And
they give discounts for seniors.
Absolutely. Well, Wes, what are you going to say?
They give you a break.
They're going to give you a break.
He was on Friday.
Yeah.
Great show. And I have a question for Liam. Liam.
Yep.
Who puts the camera panty over the lens?
On the Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's one of the Sunday guys.
They don't want to be seen on
well, I've got
you call it a camera panty. Really what it is a mask. That's a reusable mask.
It's the only mask you've ever used. Okay, I've got to go pull that off. But Anne Marie, good morning. Hello.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Anne-Marie. What is happening? Now, you share with the listeners weekly events and what's going to be happening coming up so they can mark their calendars.
So absolutely. For this week's sample of what's happening right here in the North State, we start on Wednesday, June 28th. The city of Anderson will present a tribute to the music of Journey with a performance by Journey's Edge Band. This is part of the Wednesday night summer concert series held at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater, located at 2800 Rupert Road. The event is free to attend. The public is encouraged to bring their own chairs and blankets, and there will be food vendors on site. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. with the opening, and the headliner is 7 p.m. On Thursday, June 29th, the Shasta Dam Kiwanis Club invites you to their pizza social from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Pizza Factory, located at 4432 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake. The group will be having their quarterly social meeting, and you are invited to come check them out. For more information, visit ShastaDamKiwanis.com. On Friday, June 30th, the Redding Elks Lodge 1073 will host a barbecue ribs or chicken dinner. Tickets for the event need to be purchased by June 27th and are $20 per person for the rib dinner and $15 for chicken. Dinner starts at 6 p.m. at the Redding Elks Lodge located at 250 Elk Drive. For additional information or to purchase tickets, give them a call at 530-243-5900. The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce is hosting their annual Friday Night in the Park concert series. The event series runs Friday nights at Claire Ingle Park, located in Shasta Lake, with music from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event is free to attend and is currently running Friday nights through August 11th. On Saturday, July 1st, you can join the American Legion Post 746 for an early 4th of July celebration. The fun starts at 10 a.m. with plenty of family fun activities, including a 19-foot water slide, an obstacle course, snow cones, cotton candy, and popcorn. Lunch begins at 11:30 a.m. with your choice of cheeseburger for $5, hot dogs for $3, and there is also meal choice options. This patriotic 4th of July celebration will take place at the American Legion Post located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. And if you're going to be in the McLeod area this Saturday, the American Legion Post 92 will be hosting a rockin' sock hop. Doors open at 4 p.m. and the event goes to 11 p.m., located at 232 Broadway Avenue in McLeod. Now, organizers are still working on the meal ticket details, but you can call them at 530-964-2030. I can tell you there's going to be music and dancing from the 50s and 60s music, and also there will be awards for best costumes. And rounding out the week, on Sunday, July 2nd, you can check out the James Gardner tribute to Johnny Cash at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. The show will run 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and tickets can be purchased at cascadetheater.org. They range in price from $25 to $45, depending on your seating choice. Now, if you've never seen this tribute before, I can personally tell you it is fantastic. Years ago, I had the honor to be on stage with James Gardner while he performed Daddy Sang Bass. I actually sung one line in the song, Mama Sang Tenor, and he did an amazing job. So if you are a true Johnny Cash fan, you definitely want to check this out, and that is this Sunday. And that is your sample of events, folks, for this week right here in the North State.
Thank you so much for joining us. And that was a breathful.
On.
I mean, we almost like walked around a block and back. That's how much stuff's going on in Reading.
You know, people say
everything in.
Yeah, when people say nothing's going on,
I mean, with the whole first segment.
Oh no!
About
not,
almost the whole first segment
it was,
about
it was yeah. Well, it was, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And when people say, "Oh, there's nothing going on," yeah, there's things going on all the time.
I'm not sure who says that anymore, but we did hear it when we first got here a lot. Thank you for joining us once again, Amory.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome week, you guys.
Thank you.
You too. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster has done just a wonderful job in building his business. And he is the man to go to if you got a chip or a crack in your windshield. Doesn't take any chances with your safety. He fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you've got a chip, you may not, it's just a chip. Well, we had one in Linda's windshield that was really, even though it wasn't big, it reached down deep into the windshield. And so he fixed that. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a locally owned, locally operated business. It's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And he's been with us. He's been with us since
Jeff,
the beginning.
If you're listening this morning, we know that you have the radio on when we walk in there on our station. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio will be right back after these messages. Hi,
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swag to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.
What a great
FM
bump.
1468.
Music. Yep.
Yep. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Got to go over there today and pick up. I had some jewelry that's been in there for my wedding ring and another ring that I had made in Hong Kong back in the 80s that I wear all the time. The prongs, if you're working out and you're the horse or you're in the dirt or whatever, they get worn down. It's almost like if you think about when you go in and get your teeth looked at and cleaned so you can see because you're wearing them all the time on your body, that the same thing happens with jewelry if you wear it all the time. It has to be fixed.
You're wearing your teeth? You didn't tell me that. I thought they were implanted.
Well, we've got one implant. The rest are real.
Okay. I'm just
like, take care of your bones.
2225 Hilltop. I'm not even sure how we got into this, but this is supposed to be a live read for Four Winds Jewelry that we really, really like.
Are teeth bones?
No.
What
teeth
are teeth?
Teeth
are your bones.
I think teeth might be bones.
No.
Special bones. They're definitely special bones.
Okay, look it up.
I'm looking at
teeth. Teeth are teeth. But when you burn things, like somebody gets burned up, teeth are still there a lot of times.
Well, they're a different kind of. Well, let's look it up. You look it up there. How's that? Why are we doing it?
That's what a producer is supposed to do. You're supposed to have these questions just like that.
Teeth are not made of bone. Bummer. This is a little disappointing.
No, they're not made of bone because they would break easier.
When they talk about calcium.
What?
And they do break. They chip.
They're probably.
Look.
You have to ask a dentist.
On Friday, I went down to Tiger Field, of course. I love our Colt 45s.
Yes.
Love the Colt 45s.
So cool.
And I tell you what, I can't say enough about Patty and Rick Pacetti.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, people? There's a little treasure there. You know, forget politics and all that. He has. But to put this thing on is not easy in trying to keep all these moving parts going. But Friday night, Shasta Regional brought all of their new doctors that are going to start beginning of July. Casey Fatch brought them down to Colt 45 territory, and it was really, really cool. This, you know, he brought them to a baseball game. They've got a place for them to live.
Really?
And so it's right across the street from the hospital. And they've got everybody's got their own room and bathroom and all that, and it's a place that they can use, you know, as their base for it. But pleasant people, and 13 of them, brand new doctors to Reading, my friend.
That's fantastic.
Say thank you to our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, then Saturday.
What happened Saturday?
There was encore. The encore. You mean what was happening Saturday?
I wasn't here last week.
You've been at the high hover for 2 weeks.
I wasn't here last week.
Linda gets into this certain performance mode. And, Liam, I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Except you're probably more
It's a different
back.
Thing when I'm doing, like, club work.
You're probably using some kind of relaxing.
You know, if I'm doing club work.
Linda doesn't.
Well, club work is different. Let me just say that for the third time now. Club work is different. But this was theater. And there's a lot riding on timing, commitment. You're in a cast of 50 other people and having to memorize lyrics and having to make sure that your mouth is moving with the correct words. Like, I've been my own stylist for, 20, 30 years? So I can, like, make up a word if I forget it. And then just move around in a, you know. So this was, I am such a fan of James Santos and Lizzie Stockson. I mean, Lizzie Stockson, you'll get this, Liam, that all of those musical parts, she, like, literally put together, and we had an encore, private cast page, and you had to look at it all the time, but she put down so you could learn those parts and each, like, soprano, second, on each one of those songs. Now, how many songs were there? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We had, like, two acts.
15. So that was Lizzie that did that?
Yeah, Lizzie, who conducted as well.
My gosh.
I mean, such a talent. And she plays Mrs. Claus, so she's got a beautiful voice, realizing that not only that she's such an accomplished musician, and she wrote a lot of those arrangements.
700 people there at the Cascade, and and it was a very appreciative crowd. You know, Liam was there, and I mean, you're talking about all generations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were people there older than me, which, you know, it's kind of hard, but and then all the way down to kids. But you know, the thing that really amazed me, and Liam and I talked about it, was 6 days. You had 6 days to put this thing on, dancing, singing, different acts, entrances, exits. I mean, just trying to get people off the stage. And they could not mic up everybody because there was just too many people singing. And they didn't, I mean, as big as that soundboard is. So you were using mics, but it never was a problem. Like, you had three mics out there, and you'd have three women singing or two people singing, and they'd have the mics, and then they'd go back on the stands. You all would move. The next group would come in there. It was, I tell you what, my friends, it's not just because Linda was in it. And it was because I saw people They have not been here in a long time. James Santos came back from Las Vegas. Jana
Laird
came back from Southern California. Mosley came back from Tennessee. Somebody else coming back from Nevada. Come back into being this for this fundraiser. And I just hope that they, I hope they raised enough money, because as Liam and I were sitting in there going, ooh, the air conditioning is pretty good. And then it was like, did it turn off? And then it came back, then it came back on again. It was good again. But that was one of the jokes at the beginning. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have air conditioning. Yeah, the 1935 air conditioning. Yeah. Cause that's when the Cascade Theater. So what was your intake? Cause you were back there with all the artists.
Well, there's such a high from the accomplishment on behalf of everybody. Can you imagine the green room? I mean, I was upstairs. I've never been up in the upstairs green room, cause I've always been down in the bottom, where the bathroom is. And I just decided, I felt like I was inside of the cast, and I think everybody felt the same way. So there were no stars, there were no divas, there was no drama. There wasn't enough time for that. Nobody, everybody listened. They blended. And what I love about theater that makes me want to come back now is the commitment and the old school. You show up on time. I don't care about your drama. And he said, if you are doing something and you can't make the cue to be on stage, then stay out of the number. I like it when somebody, I wanted to be under the direction of James Santos. He's old school. I like that. Manners were important. Somebody's not sitting in the green room spraying their perfume and their hairspray everywhere. I mean, they were just really, I had like a postage stamp of where I could put my stuff. And
along with
all the dancers up there. And it was like hot up there. That green room on the right side upstairs is hot. And they're having to keep that adrenaline, because the dance number at the end was just 7 minutes of wicked dancing.
What did you think of the dancing there, Liam?
I really enjoyed it.
I was amazed that they had that many people on stage that were it totally in unison.
Yeah, and they worked really hard.
Yeah,
and James came in and did a breakout session that time. Remember when he came on and talked about the show? He was here to choreograph and show that, get that number, so they could start working on it. And there were people who, one of the gals that was in the show, I completely want her to be in my circle of, people that I want to, please, can I be in your life? Will you be in my life? She is an attorney and hasn't danced in 17 years. And came, I'm talking, this, we're talking Pippin, Bob Fosse, we're talking the dancing that he choreographed. Some of the stuff was just really difficult. But this gal, for instance, was a trained ballerina and then just kind of went off and started practicing law, and there she was. So you had moms, you had people who came back that haven't done it in a long time, but they were so disciplined. So that's the dancing, and it was very, very difficult. I didn't do any of that. No. I'm just talking about the dancers and that number.
But the band itself, all locals, Jamie, what's his first name?
Jesse,
who came here and applied for a job as producer, and I would have hired him then. He said, look, he said one thing. I don't have a chance. It's really a small chance of me becoming the musical director over at Shasta High School. Well, like, 2 days later, I get a phone call from him. Carl, I'm sorry. They hired me. I said, don't be sorry. You're now the musical director at Shasta High School. I mean, that's cool.
Fantastic.
Oh, that
was
fantastic. And then the strings group.
Yeah, got a strings. I have to remember exactly the name of their, I have their card, because they are phenomenal. They're four. Yeah. So we had live musicians. We had Cleveland in for a special number, but there was a...
Yeah.
Forgive me for the names right
Donata
now.
Donata or something like that.
She was a piano player, and then Lizzie conducted, and the guy who also played cello also was the bass player. So, you know, it was just, it was really fantastic.
It was a great night, and the people went there, I think everybody enjoyed themselves. There was unlimited popcorn. It was all you could eat popcorn. Yeah.
And then they had a silent auction upstairs with some really wonderful items. And we thank all those people who donated.
And if anybody bought ours, I don't know who they are.
I know, I'd like to know.
But if anybody bought ours, we'll...
We donated a commercial package.
Yeah, that was it. But anyway, great show, great effort, and putting it together in 6 days, unbelievable, because there was a lot of moving parts mm-hmm. on this. And the other thing I heard from everybody was, There were no divas out there.
No.
Everybody pulled in together. Everybody was very polite to each other. And when you've got a 6 day window like this, mm-hmm. everybody just pulls together.
And Tara Ferris, who is over there working at the Cascade, deserves a great hand. And Tammy Miller, who I got to sing with, new fan of hers as well. And Hillary, we did a trio, which was phenomenal for me, an experience, and she's such a pro, and they're such pros. And then some of these people are the music teachers. They're actually music teachers in town, some of these singers. So you can just imagine their professionalism, their perfectionism when it comes to, like, details with notes.
Let me mention Trish Harris.
Yes.
Trish Harris was in probably five different numbers.
Yeah, and never looked at a book.
And here's the thing is, when you've got songs, or if you're in two or three different of the acts, it's a lot of words in there, especially the Sondheim first one. There's like 1,000 words in the song. I swear, 1,000 words. So two of the women were on, and you saw people with books out. Mm-hmm. In other words, they had their book out with the lyrics, and it didn't take away at all. Mm-mm. But Trish was in like four, maybe five numbers,
mm-hmm.
no book.
Yep.
Singing the lead in, you know, it's an ensemble, but she would come out.
Right.
And she just did a great job. And she has been working at the, and doing things at the Cascade for, what, she say 15 years or something. You and Trish have been, judges at Dancing with the Stars, all these things. Anyway, we got to take a break. But if you didn't see it, you got a chance to see it. You'll see it next year, because I think they just want to do it every year. And because it's the first annual encore.
I feel like.
So you got to wait a year, though, but get your tickets now.
It really, the word that I used, and I said this to James, is that I felt a shift happen in my soul. And he said, so did I. And I know other people felt the shift of, like, I've been feeling flat, COVID, creatively, whatever it is, life. The shift happened, and it was all because of this unison of people coming together and the beauty of that.
So watch out, Linda. Linda has shifted. And one of the things that you could do now that you shifted is go down to Quick and Clean Car Wash and get your car washed, because it's a mess on the outside. We have been out to the horse, and it seems like there's birds that target your car. But Quick and Clean Car Wash, we love this place. It's in the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's going to be hot out there. There's not going to be any rain. It's time to get that car washed. And it's in downtown Reading. It's right behind Dutch Bros. I'm saying that because you'll see Dutch Bros, but it's right behind that. And, this is a great place. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. My truck always comes out of there looking great. And I really like the place. And they have been a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Are you ready for this, Linda? 93 years. Mm. Think about that. That's how long they've been at that location. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
One of my favorite albums.
I'm not sure if our guest was supposed to be here at 7:30 or 8.
It's so good.
Yep.
But since she's not here at 7:30, it must be 8. 7:37 in the morning here, here on the 26th of June. Gosh, we've run out of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Now, we've been kind of concentrating on insurance because of the cowardly insurance companies that are pulled out of California. You have to ask yourself, why so many? Well, there is a reason. It starts in Sacramento. But Judy totally explained that when she was on
yes.
the show. But let's take a look at your financial side with all the craziness going on, interest rates and everything. Is your retirement plan going to last as long as you do? Or your 401? Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment for a free review and evaluation, not just of your financial side, but you can be insurance too, because she's been doing this since 1993. She and her team down there, two separate teams, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, and she's going to give you the straight scoop. And she sat down with Linda's parents for about an hour and a half about changing health insurance and all that. And it was very, very helpful on that, even though they didn't live here. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Now, there were some big things that happened over the weekend besides Encore. the Wagner Group. What's the Wagner Group? It's a professional military company. Mm. It's called PMCs.
Okay.
Since the attack in 2001 on us, and since 9/11, and we sent a lot of people over to, of course, Iraq and everything. I worked in the contractors field on, you know, on personal security for people over there. But the rise of the professional military companies, you know, has been huge in both the American and other for other countries. And there's this Wagner Group is a very large group. Most of your PMCs are smaller units. I think the guy from Blackwater, I'm sorry, it's got different names now. I'm not sure which name it is. Offered to put together a battalion-sized unit to go into places for the United States, and it never got off the ground. But then you've got the Wagner Group in that Putin hired to fight in the Ukraine. And these guys are well, probably former soldiers, or they train them. And he's been the leader of it, of the Wagner Group, and I, of course, will butcher the name, but so I'll just say the commander of it. But it's Prigozhin, and he has been constantly criticizing their Secretary of Defense and their general staff, and because of for allegedly failing to provide his troops with enough ammunition during the battle for Bakhmut. Not only that, he said that his troops were attacked by Russian troops by mistake, and he lost hundreds of men for that. And so what did this guy do? He turned his Wagner Group, which is armed by, it's just not a bunch of guys with light weapons. No, these guys have tanks. I mean, it's tanks, armored personnel carriers, artillery, and they headed for Moscow, leaving Ukraine, heading for Moscow. Mm. Well, if you don't think that got Putin excited, and they took over a town where there was a command and control center, and they controlled it. They took it over. He stopped the advance 24 hours into it before he got out of Moscow. And that could have been, first of all, he wouldn't have won, but he sure was making a big statement about this. He says that the he wants the Secretary of Defense, Shoigu and Gerasimov, to be replaced. He says, how do you fight a war when you're not getting ammunition, you're not getting support, and you're putting my men's lives out there on the line? Yeah, you're paying this, but then you're killing us at the same time. So this is really a slap in the face to Putin. And because he has always supported the Wagner Group, and now this happening. And like I said, so they stopped, and it looks like they're going to go into Belarus. And Belarus is part of the Russian Empire or whatever it is. And with no repercussions right now. So, because they are a pretty formidable fighting force, you know, and people have complained about their methods the scorched earth policy that they've used. So I kind of, when they moved, they had largely unopposed advance exposed vulnerabilities in Russia's security and military forces amid its war against the Ukraine. The mercenary soldiers reportedly downed several helicopters and a military communications plan during their weekend efforts, which means they've also got shoulder-fired ground-to-air missiles, which they have. So this has really been kind of, now you're looking at it, and it exposes another weakness of Putin there. So this is going to be even though that they stood down, what's going to happen now on this? Does he replace one of the guys that's been one of his stalwarts in the defense minister or not? And now Wagner's out of the fight. in the Ukraine, at least now, but he's out of the fight. You know, it comes down for the PMCs, it comes down to money also. You know, when I'm working for smaller companies than that, of course, the money was, you took the job and you were paid for it. And one of the things that people don't understand, when we're doing a mission out there, it's just us. We're not being guarded by, you know, United States Armed Forces out there. You know, we're doing missions, you know, moving people around, moving money around, moving gear around. It's, you know, it's private military contractors that do that in many cases. And in fact, they take all those jobs that things like laundry, feeding everybody, transportation, air conditioning. Think about this. Air conditioning, electricians, all of these are contractors doing this, which allows the military to put their forces into the fight. And you don't, you know, and as far as security of the airfield, security of the embassy there in the green zone were private military contractors. They were Gurkhas from this one group. Guarding the palace there, where all of the U.S. Decision makers, State Department, everything was there. They were guarding it, with surrounded by other rings of others. But the military had the outer ring. So anyway, there's a lot of people that are in there that are contractors. Oh, he's a contractor. Well, and why are they contractors in Iraq and Al Anbar province? We're getting rocketed and all this. Because they're getting paid $80,000 a year, and you can go up to $83,000 a year, tax free. So it was tax free because you're in another country, and your food, your housing, everything was taken care of. I knew a husband and wife over there. She worked the laundry, he worked the electrician, and they were paying their house off. So they were going to spend 3 years there. It's really interesting.
Very
interesting. To see that. And a lot of people are coming in from other countries. A lot of Filipinos were in there working in the mess halls. So, yeah, I know we have to take a break. But that's completely different than the Wagner Group, which is nothing but a war group.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition of KCNR. How are you doing? We are covering a bunch of stuff today. If you have anything you want to talk about this morning, call us at 605-4567 if you've got something on your mind. You know, I love science stuff, and according to this particular article out of CNN, French cave markings may be the oldest known engravings by Neanderthals, made by dragging fingers across relatively soft rock line swirls and dots on the walls of a cave in France are the oldest known engravings by Neanderthals, according to a new analysis of the ancient marks. A team of researchers led by Jean-Claude Marquet of the University of Tours in France believes the markings demonstrate a deliberate creative process, the study published in the journal PLOS One on Wednesday noted. The traces preserved in the cave of La Roche Cotard made a new and very important contribution to our knowledge of Neanderthal behavior. The finding adds to a growing body of evidence that Neanderthals, who have been characterized as dim-witted cave dwellers, were creative beings and more complex than the stereotype suggests. Isn't that cool?
I think it's cool. Hey, I messed up the schedule. And so we have Lynn Fritz now rescheduled for Wednesday, since I had it written all over my scheduler but didn't get back to her. So I'm sorry, Lynn.
This happens.
It happens. Here's my favorite one. You know, this has come up before. The state of California is pushing everybody to get electric vehicles, as you know. In fact, in some cases, electric vehicles make a lot of sense. But states are now looking for a way to keep the funds coming in order to maintain the nation's roads.
Oh.
The thing is they use gas taxes. Well, people are using electricity for their cars. They don't get the gas taxes. And we talked about this over a year ago, where Oregon was experimenting with putting devices on cars to show how much they drove. And you charge them by the mile instead of gas taxes. Now, here's the problem with that is just right off the top of the, just right off the top I'm thinking about, that could work in San Francisco if you live in the city or the suburbs. But when you get out in the rural areas where you have to drive 40 miles to get to a drugstore, then guess what? That doesn't work for you. It would really impact more on people that live in the rural areas than it does on the urban areas. Not only that, but that they force, eventually force everybody into the electric cars and trucks, that the trucks, using the trucks, what about tractors when you're plowing fields or you're, you know, I mean, using trucks to pull your cattle from one spot to another, or horses, or anything like that. Will an electric truck do that? No, I mean, it's just not built to do that. You get a, you can make go 100 miles, and then you have to sit someplace for 30, 40, 50 minutes to recharge if you have all the recharging stations. So I would say in Oregon in 2015, they began a pilot program charging motorists by the distance their vehicle travels rather than the gas it guzzles. Did you see the word guzzles?
Yes.
Than the gas it uses. And to participate, they plug a device into their vehicle and create an account to capture mileage data. The federal government is about to pilot its own program funded by $125 million from President Biden's infrastructure measure that he signed in November. So far, only three states, Oregon, Utah, and Virginia, are generating revenue from road usage charges. Stand by. It's coming. But see, here's the other part of it. They're also going to know where you're going all the time. Now, I don't get too paranoid over that, but... Okay, we've got your plug-in here that says you went to Washington, D.C. On January 6th. Whoa. What were you doing in Washington on January 6th? Well, I was, you know, I was just kind of walking around and seeing the, I was just seeing the Capitol. Yeah, right. But here's, it's, again, they've got to find a way. It's one of these one size doesn't fit all.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I remember, Brian Dalyd having some of the guys from LA up here.
Right.
And he says to him, you've got to, you know, this is rural. We have to drive, and he uses that example.
Right.
From Bieber.
Right.
To a drugstore or to a doctor. It's 60 miles each way.
Right.
You know, if you want to go to the big grocery store, it's 60 miles each way to get everything. So, again, oh, this is such a great idea. Well, is it? It is probably for urban dwellers, but when you get up here where we are, we drive longer distances just to get anywhere. It's not. But don't worry, the Democrats in Sacramento will take care of us. They will take that into account.
In New York, I'm looking for this article. It's the first thing that came up for me today, and I've lost it, but they're asking if you use coal or you use gas for the pizza ovens.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see they're asking 75%? They wanted to get the emissions down.
They want to do away with gas stoves. And in restaurants, they're saying you're crazy. We can't do that. Again, they're picking on this. But wait, there's more. They're talking about the stoves in your houses. Now, we have a gas stove in our kitchen. And I love it. I don't like... Can I cook on an electric stove? I can, but it's mm-hmm. really difficult for me. I'm probably not just too, you know, just because of the way that heats and all this. But they want to force people into getting rid of their gas furnaces, their gas water heaters, their gas stoves, and make everything electric, right? When we don't have an infrastructure that supports that, nor will we. Looking at it just from renewable assets, it's ridiculous to think that. Because, you know, if you don't want, and we don't up here in Shasta County, we don't want a wind farm up here for a variety of reasons, right? Well, the state has overridden that and said we're the ones that are going to make decisions on that. But think of all the tens of thousands of acres that are out there that they are going to destroy environmentally to put up solar panels. And think about where the solar panels come from, and think about where the how the damage to wildlife, to birds, especially from the wind turbines. But they get a free ride on that. Oh well, if it kills eagles, that's it. What if it kills condor? Well, too bad. We're sorry, because it's much more important for people in San Francisco to feel good about having renewable energy, and yet they won't. Use hydroelectric. It's not been designated a renewable asset.
Mm-hmm.
Hydroelectric. And why is that? And again, The only thing that's really going to take care of the energy needs in this country is nuclear plants throughout the country. That's the only thing that can do it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, low cost electricity.
I think a lot of people are definitely adamantly against.
And you know why?
Against it.
You know why?
Well, there are several reasons, really.
There is no good reason, because they're saying,
environmental.
It all goes back to the China syndrome. And there have been a couple of nuclear plants that have had problems, but never in the United States. Okay.
What was Three Mile Island?
Well, it was the United States, but nobody died and it was contained, and there's the difference. We have to break for the news, and 8 o'clock till 9 is going to be Open Line Monday. So if you've got some things you want to talk about, political, not religious, but political, or other things that are going on, feel free to call us at 530-605-4567. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And I ran, and just as I rounded the corner behind that window blew and a 2x4 came flying through the window.
In Memphis, Tennessee, about 120,000 homes and businesses were left without power Sunday as storms carrying strong winds knocked down trees and caused other damage. I'm Julie Walker.
Things heating up on the Republican presidential campaign trail. Frontrunner former President Trump continues to target his closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. At a GOP dinner in Lansing, Michigan last evening, Mr. Trump also called President Biden a catastrophe for Michigan.
Driven by his ridiculous regulations, electric cars will kill more than half of U.S. auto jobs and decimate the suppliers that be decimated already, decimate the suppliers, and it's going to decimate your jobs.
Could it be the beginning of the end for Vladimir Putin? There's much speculation over what the future may hold for the Russian president following the short-lived uprising by the Wagner mercenary group. The mercenaries demanded the ouster of Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. But Shoigu remains in the job, making his first public appearance since the uprising, inspecting Russian troops in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down 35 points, and NASDAQ up 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This July 4th, from Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Starring Jim Caviezel, the actor renowned for his unforgettable portrayal of Jesus in The Passion, and Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino. Inspired by remarkable acts of bravery, Sound of Freedom unveils the breathtaking true events of a dangerous mission to save young innocent lives. Sound of Freedom. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Go to angel.com/freedom for tickets. Only in theaters July 4th.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC, that's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business owners like you up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds to your business. Just one call to Careful Accounting Associates at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Call 800-315-8175. Call 800-315-8175 now.
The main opposition candidate in Sierra Leone's presidential election accuses the military of opening fire on his headquarters, calling it an assassination attempt.
There's increasing nervousness as Sierra Leone awaits the results of Saturday's vote. In Freetown, truckloads of troops surrounded the opposition headquarters when journalists were gathered inside to hear from Mr. Kamara. Police said they fired tear gas to disperse crowds on the surrounding streets. But the opposition leader and others said bullets were fired into the building. One person was seriously hurt. International observers have appealed for patience as the vote counting continues. The opposition is hoping to unseat President Julius Maada Bio, who's competing for a second term.
The BBC's Grant Ferret reporting. Israeli media reports the government has approved the construction of 5,000 more settlement homes in the West Bank. News and analysis, Town Hall. Prince William launching a 5-year project aimed at ending long-term homelessness in the UK.
The heir to the throne says he wants to make sure that instances of people being left without a roof over their heads are rare, brief, and unrepeated. William will announce details of his program over the next 2 days as he visits 6 pilot projects around the country that have received grants, each of up to $637,000 from the Royal Foundation, the charity that supports the work of William and his wife. The Prince says tackling homelessness has been an important issue for him since he visited a shelter with his mother, Princess Diana, as a schoolboy. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The U.S. Coast Guard is at the helm of an international investigation into the loss of the Titan submersible, seeking to determine what caused it to implode while carrying 5 people to view the remains of the Titanic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 26th of June, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Is there a special day out there that we should be looking at?
Acknowledge.
Scrolling
the
through.
The people who make up the day of the, what yeah. day of the year?
The day of the wombat. You know, this is National Wombat Appreciation Day. No, that's not one of them. What do you got, buddy?
International Day Against Drug Abuse.
Oh, everybody can get behind that.
Yeah.
Everybody.
International Day in Support of Victims of Torture.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Gosh. Okay.
Wow. National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Chocolate pudding day. Okay.
All right.
We'll get into that.
Slight chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms today. It looks like that's what it's calling for, about 20% precipitation. And that looks like we're going to have about 92 today and overnight lows of 64 with decreasing clouds. Now, tomorrow is 93, mostly clear, 65 Tuesday night. Now, we start getting into the 3 letters of hot. 98 on Wednesday, 105 on Thursday, 108 on Friday. Guess what? Saturday, 110, and Sunday, 111.
Woo.
There we go. Well, the forecast, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Discounts.
So you're going to get your blood drawn, which is always think about when people have to fast and go on the air. I can't. It's very different.
Let me have coffee, though.
Yeah.
Black coffee. But, okay. You know, and I survive on that anyway. But, today.
Because
I'm going down to the VA for my annual physical.
Your annual physical.
That's right. Dr. Templado. I've had the same doctor for 15 years. How many people have had the same doctor for 15 years? And I walk in there. He and I chit-chat. And you get 30 minutes in there. So, after... He looks at my blood and tells me I've got to stop doing this and do more of this.
And you don't listen.
And I go, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. But he's so good. And I said, how long are you going to be here? And so he doesn't know. So I said, well, you got another 5 years in you? And he doesn't know. Nope. But what a great guy. Everybody that I've talked to, other doctors, think he's just a great, one, he's a great doctor, and two, he's taking care of veterans. The Biden administration is saying is that, hey, the people at the border has dropped, coming through as 25%. Well, not necessarily. When they rescinded the public health authority known as Title 42, that helped return millions of illegals to Mexico since 2020. The establishment media in the White House touted a supposed drop in apprehensions along the border. Well, it is. You know why? It's because they're routing them through ports of entry. And they have this app that they give to them that allows them to set up a time to come through here, come through the border, and then right into the United States. And the even though there's a 25% decrease in encounters between ports of entry, The ports of entry have increased by, 17% of the total encounters in May. This is a 20% increase from April 2023 and 34% increase from January 2023 when the CBP One app was first expanded to non-commercial use. So, you know, again, we've got hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border monthly. And the Biden administration thinks that's fine. It's just fine. Now, how do you control the border? How do you control the drugs? How do you control the human trafficking if people are just coming across the border like that? And you wonder why we have 100,000 plus overdoses, deaths now? It's because the borders are open, because they don't care. Even Gavin Newsom talked about, you know, slowing the border traffic because of the fentanyl death count in San Francisco up 40-something percent overdose deaths. Good morning, Roberta.
Roberta?
Oh, Robert. I'm sorry. I thought I saw
I'm in touch
there.
With my feminine side, but even I have my limits.
Okay.
Well, I just thought you might want to be on one of the swim teams here. So
no such luck.
Okay.
Although I must say that my mom and dad's grandchildren always loved it when I was available for story time when grandma wasn't, when the grandchildren were little. But
okay.
That's another call for another open line.
Okay.
Anyway, I just figured between Gavin Newsom in Sacramento and Joe Biden and what they've been doing all this time, Pogo was right in that we have met the enemy, ... and he is us. So I thought I wanted to lighten the mood a bit. I was reading in the Bee yesterday from a magazine called Woman's World, which I still see an occasional copy of at the laundromat when I'm doing my laundry. But they had this thing about how the Polaroid camera is making a comeback, and a woman named, I guess this is a woman, Florian Kapps, she's a biologist in Vienna, Austria, and through a complex chain of circumstances in 2017, she became the CEO of something called the Impossible Project, bought the Polaroid brand and intellectual property and all that other stuff, and now the Polaroid cameras and film are making a comeback.
Why? Interesting.
Well, there's something about a Polaroid that you can
it's
just...
It's instant gratification. I mean, I don't know. It's a...
You can have
a picture on your phone, but you don't have... You have to pull out your phone. And if it's being charged, you can't. But a picture, you can.
But it's you've got a printed
picture. Yes, a printed
picture. There's the big thing.
That's great.
And here's the thing is, you can have a photo that
people see you getting their phones out and pointing them at you. But with Polaroid, you still have what I like to think of as the element of surprise. And in the article in the Bee, there's a picture where it shows a fashion model from the 80s named Marie Helden doing her thing at a launch party for her book. And then here's the Geritol moment. October 17th, 1985, my 25th birthday. Talk about holy Geritol Batman.
that's the term of the day.
I'll wait if they're going to have some film for my old Polaroid, but I'm not all that anxious to sell it on eBay just yet.
Well, here's the thing is about Polaroids. You have a photo you can take. And it's not in your phone that people can get to, you know, if your phone's getting hacked. So, I mean, you've got a Polaroid. You take a Polaroid. You've got the photo there. And it's yours. It doesn't belong to everybody that can get into your phone. You know, I can see that. Okay, Robert. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You guys have a good one.
I didn't realize.
And congrats on Linda doing her thing. Hopefully I'll be for the at the one next year.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It was great. You know, one of the articles that just terrible. excuse me, I don't know. Got a horse in there.
A frog.
Well,
maybe it is a horse.
Yeah. The Titan submersible. According to this article, somebody who wrote in it before said, "Oh my God, they just knew that something like this was going to happen. 100% knew this was going to happen." According to this person. The implosion, of course, and they said maybe could have been that they failed to have the weight distributed. Now, you would think that you had gone through all of these protocols before you go.
The person's, you know, everybody that comes in says, "Well, it was dangerous." I don't remember them coming out and saying it was dangerous beforehand. And everybody can make, "Oh, they could have done this, it could have done that." Well, you know, I don't know if we'll ever know. They are sending another submersible down, though, to pick up pieces and remains. So maybe there's, you know, maybe there's still the remains of people inside the submersible. However, with that much pressure, and when it comes in, when it broke up, that was it. It was instant to everybody. So, this portion of the show, but James Cameron, who did Titanic, and he's done like 20 dives on the Titanic, and he said he knew. And he said, "I cannot believe, you know, the mainstream media and all these people saying, oh, they've got four, you know, they've got 96 hours. Oh, they got 72 hours of air left." Mm-hmm. He says, "No." He says, "When it lost communications, and not only lost communications, their GPS went off and all these backup systems went off at the same time." He said, "Of course it imploded. There was no," and he says, "and they were going to find it close to the Titanic, which they did, 1,600 feet." He said, "When everything fails like that, it had to have been an implosion." And, you know, for people to, you know.
We had to have hope.
Well,
I think that we had to have hope. I know for me, I kept saying, "They're alive. They're alive." I had to have that hope. And I equated it to those kids that there was a movie made about the kids in Thailand that were on a hike and went into a cave and then got, how many days were they in there?
There's
a wonderful movie
like
out.
10 or 12 days.
Yes.
They were in there and they brought in divers from all over the world who were experts, in cave diving to try to reach them. And they kept going further and then they found them. And how they brought them out
was just unbelievable. And they had to sedate them.
They sedated every child.
Right.
And so they wouldn't panic because they're coming back. You know, even though they had lights, they put lights through the tunnel, they still had to get back. They lost a diver.
Right.
One of the divers was killed doing this. They had to pull him out. But they rescued those kids. And I understand that. You want to have hope for it.
Yeah, I had to have
even
hope.
Even if people that were experts in this said, "Boo, they're gone."
Because you never know when there could be a miracle. You never know. You have to. Just me.
It could be as they got something down there, and there they were. They were on the deck of the Titanic, and they couldn't get out. And so the ROV would go in there and cut loose a net, and then they come to the surface. But... 8:17 in the morning here in this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated. It's in Anderson, 2540 Gateway Drive. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. They've got the small equipment, you know, for your personal needs, like you're having to clear land and things like this. They got side by sides you can rent to go out driving. And then they have the big stuff. And like I said, a young couple on this, it was in Reading, but they needed a much bigger place because it was done so well. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Bot. 8:21 in the morning, the 26th of June. It's going to be up about 92 today. So, and this is going to be the coolest day of the week. So look at it like that. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. And it's their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. It's done by grants. And it's to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. For more information and to get into the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We're giving away a family pack of Colt 45 tickets.
And any night. Good for any night.
Good for any night.
That they're
the
in
whole
town.
Season. Yeah, well, yeah. So it's four tickets and 605-4567. Give us a call. And you know what? I've been going there every week, and I'm just really enjoying these games.
The game started about after 7, so it cools down.
About 7:15, and the sun's down, and then you get the breeze off the river there, hot dogs, hamburgers, wine, beer, snow cones, ice cream, everything you can imagine is there at the game. And, you know, it's, and these are like $6 tickets. So 605-4567 and enjoy it. You know, they're good for any game in the season. Like
well, we did talk about, our weather and that we're going to be having, you know, hot Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but like I said, it cools down. At least it's not, you know, they're really experiencing across the country, you know, Texas is having, even in Albuquerque and some of the, you know, southern states are really experiencing this extreme heat wave that's like lasting. It's not, it's just it lingering in there. And so this one guy, when you think about construction workers, they have the routine. So this guy, 60 years old, he works on air conditioning, roofing, flooring, and kitchens. Spent Saturday inside an attic, drenched in sweat and 100-degree temperatures, fixing an air conditioning unit. So, you know, you think about the people and the trades that they do, and you know what it is in your own home, your team, your gardener, your the people who you know when you who you call, you know, Alliance Heating and Air or whatever air conditioning unit, you know, the people who fix your dishwasher or, you know, these experts that come in. Well, this guy says he takes a break every 20 minutes, drinks a mix of lime juice, salt, and water to keep him hydrated, and takes little sips of water to prevent nausea and throwing up. If you don't calculate time correctly, you'll faint.
I've worked in construction in taking culvert. In culverts in Tennessee, they go underneath the freeway, so it's like about 5 feet tall in there. So it's somewhat shorter than I am. And then the guy I was working with was like 6'3".
Oh.
And our job was to go in there and pull the forms out of there because they lay the forms and they pour the concrete. Mm-hmm. Forms hold the concrete there. So our job was to go in there, and they were pouring all. And this thing had to be 50, 60 yards long. So we would start taking it out, the ones, you know, that had already set up. And concrete, when it sets up anyway, heats. And there we were, no breeze in the inside this culvert pulling these things out. And it took us about, in Tennessee too, with the humidity, in the summer. And it took us about 10 minutes to soak through our Levi's.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we came out and just drink copious amounts of water, went back in there again, and that was a memorable day.
Over 50 million people in the southern U.S. were under heat advisories, and many others were facing the threat of severe weather. State of play, their severe storm saw an estimated 168,000 customers lose power in Georgia, along with some 132,000 others in Kentucky and Tennessee, and a further 126,000 in Arkansas, while a series of suspected tornadoes late Sunday damaged property in Indiana and killed a person in the state of Martin County. I mean, we're just in the severe.
Well, what happened?
And it's not changing. It's not like, oh, you know, it's like holding.
Yeah. And then so what they do, then you start having brownouts and blackouts like we have here in mm-hmm. California. We are so blessed here in Redding to have Redding Electric Utility. We need to have the new guy come on, and we need to talk to him about the problems that face electric companies in today's world. But we are blessed, like I said, all of us here in Redding, to have REU as opposed to PG&E. Okay, now it's Pride Month, and there was a rainbow colored mural put on the sidewalk down the street from us here. And they put it out, and somebody came in and spray painted graffiti on it and all that, defaced it. Well, the next day, everybody was out there, 20 people were out there repainting and all this. And they have a photo of the guy that did it.
Uh-oh.
And he looks like one of our typical street Denzians. That
mm-hmm.
did it.
Mm-hmm.
The Pride Month here, it's a part of our lives. And the thing is somebody to face something like that, I don't care what it is, tearing down people's signs when they're running for election, anything like this, any of the graffiti that would do something like that, it's wrong. On the other hand, then you've got groups of people like in New York, when their annual drag march on Friday in New York, as they were marching down the street, they were chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." Now, I don't care whose side you're on this thing, but to chant that just ramps it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just people that hear it are just, you know, if you're gay or lesbian or trans, that's great. That's you. But when you start chanting things like, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children," during this march, you know, that has a tendency to elevate the blood pressure of a lot of people. And then the second story was in Seattle. Nude cyclists perform in front of children at Seattle Pride events. Okay. Now, in San Francisco many years ago, maybe a decade, two decades, I'm standing there in line for the cable car down there on, you know, down there.
Right.
And all of these cyclists came through. There's like 40 or 50
naked.
Of them. They were naked.
Yes.
They were naked then.
They were naked. And it wasn't even
and
Pride. They still come through naked.
You can see the tourists there, and they're looking as they're coming through. And this one woman says, look over here to her kids.
The children.
Yeah, but this was a long time ago before any of this. And it doesn't even mean they were gay. They probably, you know, it was all
naked
different
cyclists.
Types. They were just cycling naked
through
San Francisco.
They do appear in San Francisco. I was there with my girlfriend. We had met up to go see Wicked. The Broadway touring company at that point was in San Francisco. And I'm not sure. Well, no, maybe it wasn't on tour, but it was there for a period of time. So we met there, and there we were at where, like you were talking about, at the trolley and the naked bicycle. So you saw the hairy butts.
Yeah, it was coming by. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we just were talking about this, and I agree. I have family and friends that are gay, and they don't condone this stuff. But here's the real deal. We keep saying, well, you know, gee, this is all right. It's all right. This didn't just start this year. In fact, I want to read three quick things by May, and I hope I don't get cut off during the break, but I'll be as quick as I can. I should only take about 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
1999 was the first bill passed, not last year, not 2 years ago. AB 537, that's Assembly Bill 537, which is law. We're talking about law, not mandates. Permits teachers and students to openly proclaim their display their homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality. Year 2003, SB 71, Senate Bill 71. And remember, this is law. The new sexual health standards teaches children in grades 5 through 12 that any consensual sexual behavior is safe as long as you protect yourself with a condom. Teaches that homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality are normal. Okay? 2010, this is one of the ones that really gets it as far as our having our responsibility over our own children. Senate Bill 543 in 2010 allows school staff to remove children age 12 and older from government schools and take them off campus for counseling sessions without parental permission or involvement. This one is going to be probably Linda's favorite. 2011, Senate Bill 48. Now, remember, these are law. This is law passed by the legislative body of the state of California in 2011. Mandates that children in grades K through 12, kindergarten through 12th grade, in all instruction in social sciences, admire the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender American. California public schools must, not may, must implement the requirements through supplemental materials such as homosexual biographies, classroom discussions, essays, and other homework, outside speakers, including drag queen story time. That's law, 2010. And that's just, I have 10 here. That's just three because I know I didn't have much time. What's your take on that?
Well, when it went back to the fact that this has been going on for a long time, but at a certain point when it gets into people's faces as it has over this last year. And especially during COVID, when parents started seeing what was being taught, and now they're going to the school boards, and now the battle is at the school board level, which is where, as we all know, it's a school board that controls what's being taught.
Not anymore. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, up to a point. I
can give you that if I have time.
Sure, go on.
Okay, the new law that's coming out is going to mandate and going to create a situation. This has to do with what happened in Temecula about a week ago when the Temecula School Board said they weren't going to teach any more of the critical race theory. They were going to get rid of Harvey Milk Day.
Yep.
And they also were going to redo social studies and social sciences to create a situation which taught the Constitution and how our country is run. The quote from our governor said, "You will only do what I tell you to do. So therefore, we are going to have a law that will come out to where every county will have one county school board which takes away the rights and the privileges and the jurisdiction of the school boards that are in local districts. This particular school board will be beholden to the state of California and the curriculum that the county school board says you go in, you go in. Your local school board will have no more power.
Wait. Are you saying that this is up there, that they're going to do away with local school boards and consolidate them?
It's the curriculum. The curriculum. Of the school boards, which are now, as you said, under the jurisdiction of the local school board, will no longer be. The curriculum will be under the control of the county school board, who serves at the pleasure of the governor and the state.
Well, the county school board is still an elected position.
The county school board has nothing to do with curriculum.
Can I interject for a second?
Sure.
I know it sounds really, really scary. That last bill that you talked about, with like the gay education, as someone who is just involved in the public school system, I can assure you that the overwhelming conversations around gay people in history is not drag queen story time. For example, Alan Turing was the man who solved the Enigma code in World War II and helped us beat the Nazis, and he was gay. And so
this has nothing to do with sexual preference. It has everything to do with mandates and law. The law is that you will teach this. That's the difference.
I think it's important. I think it's important that we talk about people and acknowledge.
Couldn't agree more with you. But that's not what the law says. The law talks about mandating stories, mandating drag queen story time, mandating these things. That's what it's saying.
What you're saying, Terry, is there's a difference between teaching about the guy and that broke the Enigma, and by the way, was forced out of government and
which was unfair.
Well, totally unfair. And there lies the problem. Like you said, you know, we all have gay friends, gay members of our family. You want them treated equally, you know, all the time. Where Terry and other people's problems, and frankly me too, is when the state mandates. That the local school boards have nothing to say about what's being taught in their schools, then why even have a local school
board? And Liam, you know, when a teacher can take your kid off campus and take him somewhere and they are confused sexually, as young as 12 years old. In fact, the gal in Chico who has a lawsuit, this lady has a lawsuit against the state and against the schools and against the governor in the fact that her daughter was 11 years old. They took her off campus because they used this particular law I just spoke about. She was 11 years old instead of 12 years old. She was confused. She ended up that she wanted to stay the same sex she was. And now we have a law, Liam, that you know because we talked about it. The law that's saying that if you don't agree with this, they can come in and take your child away from you. There just isn't getting around this. Like I said, I have family that are gay, and I love them to pieces. That's not the position here. The position is state overreach on taking away the right we have to raise our children in the way we see fit.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
Way over here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liam, for the comments on it, because you were in the system. The fact is that there have been photos of drag queens in a elementary school thrusting their groin into somebody's face. If I was a parent, I'd have a real problem with that, you know. And I think anybody would, because of something that like that got, you know, went and a lot many gay people have a real problem with that, too. That's not what it's about. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Like I said, they have 13 new doctors.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
residents.
Residents are going to be here for a three-year program. Next year, they're going to bring in more. And the number of doctors now that are going to be available, working in different clinics with different doctors, it can't do anything but enhance the health posture of Shasta County. And so big shout out to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Do Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, Cats and Dogs, on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is the place to get your haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut since I've lived here. Never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointment, so I can give them a call, and I'll give them a call for this week. Hey, I'd like to get in at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. How about 10:30? 10:30 is great. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. In the conversation we just had, I think what people need to really be aware of is when the let me give you just two quick examples. The wind farm. When the wind farm came up, because you know the state, of course, is pushing renewable energy. The people up there, the county planning commission and the county board of supervisors all said no. So how did the state handle that? They passed a law that said you no longer have anything to say about what happens in your county when it comes to this. we have the final say, the state. And so the wind farm people put in for another permit. And then, so the let's look at the election thing. You know, oh, we want to go to hand counting. Well, the state is coming out with a set of regulations that may make it so hard that you can't do it. Or if it is, it's going to take forever because the state can do this. When in the state, what it's doing is it's mandating things like, okay, school boards no longer have anything to say about their, what their kids learn. It's coming from the state. And they're taking more and more and more say about where you live, how you live, away from you. And that's scary. Now, we got to get back online because when we come back, though, I've got a story.
All right, let's
do
it.
That I've already talked to you all about a little bit, but this it goes. This could have huge ramifications on industry and people in the United States and the world. 8:45, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town, working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Oh,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. I just grossed out Linda and Liam here, and maybe some of the words I was using describing our next story.
Yeah, it is. I don't.
Well, okay. I don't know if you saw this or not, but they are making chicken. And this guy, and I can't see, this name's not on the article, and I wish it was, so I could
call him up and interview him.
Yeah, just have him on and talk about it. Anyway, he's probably at the bottom of the article. Anyway, he was reporting on the first chicken meat grown from animal cells, and their first comment is, just like you all. And then they said, how's it taste? And you've heard this before, tastes like chicken. Snake tastes like chicken. Monkeys taste like chicken.
Don't all go there with me, please.
Okay, I won't. Okay. They're taking cells from chickens and from eggs, and they're building meat. They're making it cell-cultivated chicken after the U.S. Agriculture Department gave a green light to two California firms, Upside Foods and Good Meat. And it's interesting, according to this guy, and exhilarating to taste test the first offerings. Now, they build these, they grow these in these huge. I saw it on TV on some news site, or maybe it was, I don't know. Anyway, they're big stainless steel containers that they grow them in, big ones. And I forget how long it takes to do. Maybe it's in here. Anyway, it's made from cells to grow to epic proportions in big steel vats, only to be shaped and formed. The word is extruded. So I'm thinking of extruded. This is, you know, it comes out of a pipe probably that's long.
Oh, gross me
strong,
out.
And it's long.
I'm sorry, but it's
think
just
of this, this long coil of chicken that then is made, you know, it looks like, and you can cut it up so it looks like cutlets and nuggets and fillets.
Imagine this. Giant 10-foot by 8-foot cube of meat.
Yeah. Oh, please.
No,
I can't.
And then they take this and they shape it like Play-Doh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. And so he went there in January and they fixed him a dinner of cultivated chicken breast and white wine butter sauce with tomatoes, capers, and green onions. Ooh, it was good. And another one did one like the chicken thigh dish, darker meat served on a bed of potato puree with a mushroom vegetable demi-glace, golden beets, and tiny purple cauliflower florets. The taste was richer than a chicken breast. It needs to be as lifelike as possible, as a guy that owns one of these plants, as possible for it to catch on. He thinks it's going to catch on. The author thinks it's going to catch on. And again, there's no name on this thing. But if you're, and he says the lingering question of whether chicken without the bird is in fact chicken. Is it? If you're basing it on taste, oh, this is chicken, then it could taste like chicken. So if they do it with chicken, can they do, but then it becomes for beef. It could be hamburger, it could be anything, but this is something.
It's like a lab. It's like you're eating lab food.
What they're doing is saying, you don't need chickens to do this. I mean, you don't have to have slaughterhouses. You don't have to feed them. You don't have to do any of this stuff. You can do it. It'll be more cost effective, better for the environment, blah, 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 blah. However, I still can't get over the fact that they extrude it because I'm just picturing one thing. You've got the steel vat. In a hose coming out of the steel vat, and here comes the chicken. And then they can chop it up any way they want. Anyway, get ready. It's going to be coming to your local market.
So I wonder what the little...
Would you buy it?
No.
If it tastes like chicken?
No.
And it's half the cost?
No, I just don't want anything that's lab grown.
There you go.
I don't know. Maybe that's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Is a virgin margarita still a margarita?
It is if it's called virgin.
There's no tequila. There needs to be some kind of separation, right?
Well, it was.
You can't call it chicken.
No, they can't call
it chicken.
It's not chicken. It's not. They're going to have to call it something. What are they going to call it?
They're going to use some word. They can't say organic. They're going to come up with the term.
It's not even organic.
They're going to have to come up with the term, is what I'm saying. There's going to be a new term created for lab grown food.
It'll probably be lab grown chicken.
Yeah. No, they can't put it that way. They can put chicken grown in friendly steel containers. I don't know, but you're right. They're going to have to market in such a way. Now, here's the thing. You're going to look at, like, Popeye's chicken. And I'm just using it as an example. Let's say Smith's chicken. And they're going to buy tons of this stuff to make chicken nuggets. And it's going to say, okay, lab-grown chicken with our chicken nuggets. Try it. And some people are going to take it. Because when you take this, like anything else, and you cover it with stuff like they did in the examples here. No, don't cover it with anything. Just cut up a piece, put it, just fry it or warm it. Then let me eat it. Then let me see if there's a difference in the taste. I brought my own chicken with me. So, but if they do chicken, they can do anything, right?
I can't wrap my head around, like, you know, like, yeah, you get like a chicken wing, and you got like the little
bones.
Well, not the bones. There's like the texture to them.
Yeah,
you know, I can't imagine.
Well, they can't do chicken wings because it's got
texture.
But they can do cutlets, and they can do the nuggets, and they can do things like fillets. Now, is it going to look like it? I don't think it's. How can it look like it? But
can they do marbling?
Look enough. Well, see, if you try to get into the beef side of it, you're going to have are they going to make like, boneless, so you got a fillet of beef and it's round. Yeah, I mean, I can understand chicken because you can add it to so many things, but if you're eating things like meat, people, they look at the meat when, it's not like it's covered with a bunch of stuff. Anyway, they're going to start selling this.
They could do ground beef.
Hey,
that'd be real easy.
Ground beef.
Real easy.
Yeah, they can
well,
do
when
that.
You think about the food that you eat in the plane.
Yeah.
And you think about maybe that is the future. Like when you think about what kind of food do they use when they go into space? That's lab food.
No, they use.
Hydrated.
Yeah, but it's real food that they've dehydrated. Mm-hmm. It's just like in the MREs. It's dehydrated food that you add hot water to, and it, plumps up again. Now, he says, what about the artificiality of it all? And it doesn't bother me that this new cultivated meat is made from cells that grow to epic proportions.
Gross. I'm still and so gross.
I know,
out.
But see, that is, a lot of people would just go, well, Liam, you're 19. Mm-hmm. This is something you're going to see for the rest of your life. And what then you get into concerns like, well, see, we don't need to raise cattle. We can do it in steel vats. Oh.
Mm.
See, there's where it's going to.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem. Everything's like so technologically advanced that we're just like removing jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, it's just really not great, Like, for example, semi-truck drivers are like one of the biggest populations of workers.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have automated self-driving semi-trucks, right?
Self-driving semi-trucks,
and
that's
right. And then farmers are like kind of the backbone of some parts of this country.
Right?
How about the backbone of this country? I mean, where do we get our food from? Excuse me.
Oh, I know.
Cattle ranchers, farmers and all this, and we're acting like, oh, well, you don't need to do this. See, and it's kind of like we get into the mandates again. We're going to mandate what you can teach in your school district, where we can put up wind farms or solar farms. We're going to mandate that. Now we're going to mandate what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
And when the government has gotten to that part, then it's time for people to step back, take a really good look at what's happening around you. When did we lose that right?
Right.
Is it because people acquiesce to it. Like, they pass these laws down there. They pass so many laws you don't even know about them. I didn't know the latest one they're trying to pass about the that, hey, we're taking away from the schools, the districts, and it, now it's going to be at the county level. Well, the county level is still an elected position. And then you can hold that person responsible. But then the state says, no, you must teach these things. And then what happens when you don't? Oh, we're just going to take your money away from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. If I could find out who this guy is, comes out of a vat, out of a lab, or comes from a metal tube,
I just think of like my mother's generation and how, you know, in fact, I just had this interesting conversation quickly with a gentleman. I'm singing at his dear wife's funeral on Friday in Sacramento. I'm 90 years old. He's turning 90 years old and he has an organic farm. And he is 90 years old out there saying, and he's been running track and he's been really very, very on top of what he's put in his body.